right now, sometimes it's not easy, you know, being a liberal. Do you know that?
No. I did know that.
Thanks for getting on the mic, Tim. I know that was scary. I think you did very well. All right? All right, I don't want you
to get an A for effort.
I don't want you to walk away from that saying, "Oh, well, I'm so stupid. Why did I even open?" Like, all right, you're not going to do that, are you?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Don't worry.
He's basically, see, I'm assuming that Tim is this mild-mannered captain. He's probably seething underneath and just like, if Marin makes a fool out of me, I don't need this crap in my life. You know what I mean? This is Kalo's gig.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes it's not easy being a liberal, as I said, and we all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. You, if you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley. I've sinned big time.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, listen, buddy, I bought some running shorts.
There's nothing in the Bible against running shorts, young man.
They were Nike running shorts, okay?
Oh, you mean Nike in the global sweatshop sense? The swoosh that ain't fair labor practices all over the world, that Nike?
I know. I really try to stay away from all things Nike. But listen, Brother Riley, these shorts are fantastic. They're made out of this new dry-fit fabric that doesn't get all sweaty. They're right.
Colored. The 8-year-old Indonesian boy who sold those shorts, I'll bet he gets all sweaty. And for $10 a week, he can't even afford to buy a pair of those shorts.
Oh, man, can I just buy a pair of shorts without feeling guilty? I like these shorts. You understand?
Of course you like the shorts. That's how they get you. No one wants to snap the chicken's neck, but everybody loves KFC. Don't you see that by continuing to purchase Nike products, you are perpetuating a cruel economic imperialism that keeps these countries impoverished? You should take those shorts back to the store immediately.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? As the man says, just do it.
I can't because I already wore them, Riley.
Not only does that create a disgusting mental picture, it is morally wrong. Oh, I feel you might profit by some penance.
All right. Okay, you're right. Lay it on me. What do I got?
As your penance, you must shackle yourself to a table, turn up all the heat in your house, and sew 50 pairs of dry-fit shorts in a 14-hour day, pausing only when your neighbor comes over to whack you with a bamboo cane.
Wow, man. That's rough. I guess I deserve it.
Be thankful you didn't have to make shoes.
All right. All right.
Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. I don't know whether anyone else is going to want to confess their liberal sins after hearing you hand out a harsh penance like that, Riley, but if anyone out there does want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. 7-0.
Any chicken neck snappers in the audience, call us.
I did feel bad, man. But I wore the shorts yesterday. I'm ashamed to say it. But
you loved them, though, didn't you?
Well, I mean,
you liked them.
They're
light. They felt great.
There's got to be another way. I bought some cotton ones along with it, just American-made, crappy Champion cotton ones. They probably aren't even American-made, but I didn't see. I just, oh, man.
Couldn't you have gotten, like, some fake Nikes?
Oh, man.
You know, some Fikey or
skiddly bop bop. We'll be back with your calls after this at 13 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Join the Morning Sedition. Call 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
The hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition. We're taking calls at 866-303-2270 for you to confess your liberal sins, your transgressions from the progressive mode, if you will, and we will try to help you resolve them. Or
we got a few doozies on here.
Tomorrow I go to my therapist, thank God, if there be one. Maybe there is. No, I don't know. But anyways, yes, I go to my therapist tomorrow. Here's my dream from last night. I'm a bushman in the Kalahari. I live on grubs and roots and wild game. I eat when I'm hungry and I sleep when I'm thirsty and sleep when I'm thirsty and dance and sing when I'm happy. I drink what? Yeah. I have no possessions. I'm completely isolated from the civilized world, so of course, I'm blissfully happy. One day an airplane flies over the savannah and drops an object out of the window. It's a square, black cube. Clearly God wants me to have it. I use this chunk to sit on, to pound roots into paste, and once I used it to kill a warthog. I carry it everywhere. I sing to it. I tell stories about it to my fellow tribesmen. I sleep with it, too, around the campfire. Has there ever been anything so useful? So one day a kid on safari visits my village. He's from Sherman Oaks. His name is Dwayne, and he has a cube the same size as mine. Dwayne cleans the warthog blood off of my precious black cube, connects a wire from my cube into his cube and starts playing something he calls Tomb Raider. Dwayne points at the cube and says, Xbox. I nod in wonder. I form the words, Xbox. He gives me the joystick and shows me how to play, and soon I become so entranced with Lara Croft and her exciting adventures and her beautiful thighs that I stop sleeping, I stop eating, and refuse to speak to anyone. I passed out from hunger, and 2 days later I woke up and Dwayne had stolen my Xbox. I went back out to the Savannah and waited for the airplane to come back and drop something else. I never noticed it before, but this place sucks. I woke up and my bed was filled with banyan roots.
Whoa.
Banyan roots.
Banyan.
Banyan.
Hmm.
Okay, looks like we've got some people that have some stuff on their mind.
Yeah, confessors.
Here we go, Alexis. Good morning in Miami. How are you?
Hey, Alexis.
Good morning. Good morning. Greetings from Miami.
What's going on?
Well, liberal professionals, I have a pretty typical liberal thing that most liberals don't admit to, which is I have a pretty negative reaction toward a lot of conservative Christians.
You have a negative reaction to a lot of conservative Christians.
Yes. Are you related to Mark Maron by any chance?
I know exactly how you feel, Alexis. You know, what I have been taught, and I don't know if there's a penance. I guess your penance is to try and behave in a more Christian way.
Well, yeah. It recently came up because a very good friend of mine, now I was raised not with a lot of religion, but I'm Jewish, and my good friend is Jewish too. And she married a guy, and through their marriage, they've become messianic.
Oh.
You know what those are, yes?
Yes.
And so she told me about this, and I got really, really upset, really, really upset. And I went and talked to a friend of mine, Rabbi Jeff, who's listening.
Yeah.
And he asked me a key question. He said, would you be so upset if she said she had converted to Buddhism?
Right.
And I said, no. And he goes, okay, then. Now you know what the problem is.
The problem is we have
the Christianity, not the fact that she wasn't Jewish. It was the fact that she was becoming a Christian, and it's very difficult for me. So I realized I had to deal with it because it wasn't her changing, because if she'd become a Buddhist, I wouldn't care.
Right, so it seems like your rabbi gave you the penance that you needed to process
it. Yeah, the penance is that I'm the racist. It's my problem.
Well, I think that, you know, that my mistake is, Alexis, is that a lot of times I get aggravated with the sort of, you know, right-wing Christian agenda in terms of denying people their private freedoms and denying people their rights and wanting to legislate religion, that I make assumptions about all of them, that they're all, you know, condescending, and that they're all, you know, wanting to proselytize me and change the way that I see freedom. But I guess they're not all like that. I've been told that there are plenty of evangelical Christians that voted for Kerry, and that Jesus in his purest form was really the definition of liberalism.
Yes, well, I'm still working on that.
All right.
You know what the heart won't accept, right?
That's right. Well, you know, we forgive you here, Alexis, and
yes,
we help you feel better.
Can I do the worst of the shout-outs and say hello to Rabbi Jeff and the Dave and Mary Alper Jewish Community Center, because he listens all the time?
You just did.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you, Alexis.
You
Bye. Take care. Bye.
You know, that proselytizing thing, there is something to that. You know, the other day I'm in my driveway, and I see this guy coming across the street, and he walks up to me and says, hi, good afternoon, brother. I'm trying to find out, do you belong to a church in the community? Because if you don't, I'd like to invite you to mine.
Yeah.
I said, no, I already go.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm cool. It's all right.
I'm all set.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You know, you got anything else? Oh, yeah. It was like out of the clear blue. I didn't know who the guy was. I just saw him coming across the street, and I realized he must have been going house to house trying to get people to join his church.
I had a group of Ethiopian Christians.
Uh-oh.
At the show the other night, and it was hilarious to me, because it's missionary backed, you know,
yeah.
like they were converted by missionaries like probably several generations ago, and they were here on a mission.
The Ethiopian Christian Church, which goes by the name Coptic,
uh-huh,
actually has been around as long as Christianity. They were never converted, those people. Those
I don't know
people
if they were
Christians.
Coptic Christians.
They
were
Coptic Christians?
I don't know if they were. I didn't ask them that. They didn't get specific with me.
Because there is the possibility that those Ethiopians are part of the group that really...
I've read about them.
Yeah.
Like they've been there since Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's take another... You know, it's funny, the whole Messianic Jew thing, because I did a thing on Tough Crowd where I said, black Republican is like a Messianic Jew.
He doesn't...
All right, David.
Tell Kenneth Blackwell out in Ohio.
Exactly. David in Atlanta, how are you?
Hey, David. How are you guys?
Good.
How you doing?
Good. I'm in Atlanta. I'm a transplant from San Francisco in the Bible Belt.
I'm assuming that was for work and you had to go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm stuck here, you know, a rose among the thorns. And my boss, I have a confession, is my boss, she's very evangelical, born-again Baptist, and insists that we, at company functions and with clients, that we, you know, bow our heads and give thanks and all that rigmarole.
Oh, no.
I go through with it, and I guess that's my confession, is that I go through with it and I don't stand up and say, you know, I don't think this is appropriate. And so that's my huge confession to you guys.
So you really, you're climbing up the corporate ladder? Is that what you're doing,
no.
David?
Well, I'm trying.
David, your penance is you have to stand up.
Hey, why don't you go to the Gold Club, okay? That's your penance. Go to the Gold.
That's converted church now.
Oh. It is?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious.
No, I am.
What? You mean the John Stark Memorial Room is now turned into a church? You know about the Gold Club, Mary.
I'm on.
The Gold Club is the premier topless club in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not anymore, apparently.
Not anymore, yeah. What, they move it?
No, they got the pole still, no.
Yeah, it sounds like you got quite a thing to wrestle with, but I would definitely I think that you got to say something.
Yeah.
Just say that I'm uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I mean it's not really right. You know,
yeah. But see, don't call Marion if your boss fires you for this, all right?
No, do right. Call us, actually.
Yeah, do call us. We'll absolve your boss of whatever sins she may have committed.
Do what you
so
can.
Stand up and say, hey, I just don't agree with this, and just, you
say,
know.
Hey, I'm from San Francisco, damn it.
Well, no, I know. You don't got to stick it in her face and say, look, your God is silly. But, I mean, it seems inappropriate to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and that's—I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying that it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so,
funny though.
Right.
If you can, David, if you can,
yeah, if you can,
I'll do my best.
Okay.
But you know, the New York Times did a big article about this. Thanks, David.
Thanks a lot, David.
They did a big article about how this kind of fundamental Christianity is emerging in workplaces all over the country.
I know it's inappropriate.
Scary.
Let's take another call here, Lisa in San Francisco, listening to the Quake. We got about a minute. What do you got?
What do you got, Lisa? You sinner, you.
Oh, I'm so bad, you guys. Thanks for taking the call. I love you. Oh, I was really, I hate myself, but I can't return it because I already gave it to him.
Yeah.
I went to Sports Mart, and I wandered throughout the store for quite an extensive period of time, and I bought a Nike sweatshirt because it was the nicest one.
Yeah.
It was a special birthday present for him. Oh. What are you
going to
do to me?
I think that a couple of these, I just said a couple of lashes with the whip.
Are cheating.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. I'll bend over.
Okay, here,
oh,
take a couple more. How is that? You okay? Okay.
Well, are you San Franciscans?
Well, now I got to take a break.
I'm actually a little bit north in Marin County.
Oh, okay. You're in Marin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cousin lives up in Cotati. I know.
Oh, God, I love Cotati.
Yeah, so I guess I would just lay the responsibility on your boyfriend. If he can live with it, you know. You've paid your penance. I got to whip you a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
She's easy to please.
Oh, that could have went on for a while.
Oh, yeah, it could have.
I felt that I was sliding down the slope of inappropriateness there.
Frat house?
Not frat house.
Just
no.
Non-propriety.
A simple sort of, S&M relationship that was unfolding that could have really blossomed into something had I let it. But, you know, she's got a boyfriend and it's not right.
And she's in Marin County, which means she's probably got money, too.
And I'm married. Oh, yeah, I'm married.
Yeah.
And,
it
was about Nike. That's what this was about, you know, change.
Yes. Loose change.
We got Mick Ware. I hope
Mick so. Mick Ware is coming up.
I think he's out there.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, in the next hour, legendary singer Darlene Love joins us here on Air America Radio.
She's going
to sing. Stay with us.